Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 11, The Bible and Prophecy. And he said unto me, Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Daniel chapter 8, verse 14. A Bible verse which became very, very important for the origin, the existence of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Sunday. Historicism and prophecy. What is historicism? The interpretation of biblical prophecy that there is a row in history, one after the other. As we can see in Daniel chapter 2. 2,500 years ago, the Israelites were as captives, as slaves in Babylonia. And one of them was Daniel and his three friends. They had to stay there for 70 years. And very soon at the beginning, just when they had finished their education, these four Jews, the king Nebuchadnezzar had a vision. He had gone to bed, and then he had some thoughts. What will be in future? What will be? Will my son be able to be king in Babylon? And the son of my son? And so on. He knows, I will not live forever. So what will go on when I'm dead? And then he had this vision. And the next morning he wanted to know what it means, because he was shocked about that, what he had seen. And all the experts, the people who were at his court to explain dreams, they said, well, your majesty might tell us the dream, then we will tell you what it means. And the king said, you tell me the dream so that I know that you are able to know what it means. And they were surprised. Telling what the king had dreamt? It's impossible. No one knows. This may be the gods, but they are not here to ask them. And the king became so furious, and a command was given. All these experts shall be killed. They got only a little time span. Daniel and his three friends were in a top position in Babylon, so this death decree was for them as well. Now what to do now? How can they know what the Babylonian king had in his dreams? And they prayed to God. And in the night, Daniel had the very, very same dream as the king. Can you believe that? Now, he went to the king, told him the dream. The king was astonished. He knew, now, if this person will explain the dream to me, this will be the truth. And Daniel tells the king, this you have seen in your dream. Statue, you are the head goat, Babylon. It will disappear. Sorry for that, but it will be. Babylon will not reign forever. Then the Persians will come, together with the Medes. Silver. Then brass. The third one, Greece. And then iron, the fourth one, Rome. And the feet, clay and iron. A strange mixture, isn't it? But then a stone came from heaven, landed on the feet of the statue, of this idol, and broke it to pieces. But the stone became big, bigger, biggest, filled the whole earth. Jesus' kingdom, reigning forever. So this was the dream. And the king was deep.